This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 23, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A joint agency search continues for missing crew members following Monday's crash of a B-52H Stratofortress 25 miles off the northwest coast of Guam. The Associated Press reports the bodies of three airmen have been recovered out of six believed to have been on board. The Air Force has confirmed only two recoveries so far. Identities are being withheld pending family notification. The aircraft was reported missing about 9:45 a.m. local time Monday. Check back often for updates on this story at aero-news.net. Michael Donnelly, the acting Secretary of the Air Force, conceded to lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday that he faces a tough task. Donnelly told the Senate Armed Services Committee he'll work to reestablish national confidence in the Air Force in the wake of bungled nuclear materials handling that forced the resignations of the service's top military and civilian leaders. Donnelly also served as acting Air Force Secretary for 7 months during 1993. He told lawmakers the most urgent tasks for the new Air Force leadership are, quote, to steady this great institution, restore its inner confidence and your confidence in the leadership team, and rebuild our external credibility, unquote. He added that he has created a nuclear task force, quote, to synchronize corrective actions underway across major commands and to unify these efforts at the strategic level, unquote. Donnelly says he approves of a decision by Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates to reopen bids to replace aging Air Force KC-135 aerial refueling tankers. Officials from the Government Accountability Office testified before Congress recently about their decision to uphold Boeing's protests of the Air Force's selection of Northrop Grumman to produce those new tankers. In its report, GAO officials found errors had been made during the acquisition process that could have affected the outcome, but did not find evidence of intentional wrongdoing by Air Force officials. Daniel I. Gordon, the deputy general counsel for the GAO during the hearing, said, quote, we didn't see an iota of evidence that there was intentional wrongdoing, no evidence of bias, no evidence of criminality, unquote. As for the timeline on what's been called an expedited process to receive new bids, Sue Payton, the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Acquisition at the Pentagon, predicted, quote, if we can get cooperation with all the parties, we should be able to award in December or January, unquote. A resident of New Lenox, Illinois, died Monday afternoon in the crash of his six-week-old light sport aircraft just south of Cushing Field in Newark Township. The Morris Daily Herald reports Joseph E. Johnson was 77 years old. Airport owner Charles Cushing told the paper early speculation is that Johnson may have been incapacitated by a medical problem. An autopsy was scheduled for yesterday, and results may certainly lead to a debate within the aviation community. Johnson was a sport pilot who learned to fly over last winter in Florida and was using a driver's license in lieu of an FAA medical certificate. Cushing rented Johnson the plane involved in the accident, a Czech sport cruiser LSA. Asked if he's nervous about entrusting his rental fleet to pilots who haven't passed an FAA medical, Cushing remarked, quote, the same person can travel on Illinois 71 at 80 miles an hour and have a medical problem. I worry more about people like that. This fellow was a very cautious pilot, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Investment analysts say Boeing is getting cocky. Delta Airlines signs a new regional deal with Pinnacle. And the NTSB confirms that Bonanza hit a glide slope antenna. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll continue our look at air taxi service for the masses with Richard Kane of Coastal Technologies Group and SatsAir VP of Operations Phil Quist. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.